What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. It's the Twisted Tuesday, and who's twisted, especially if you're the Los Angeles Lakers. A 30-point beatdown, 115-85, the final score. Phoenix had to win this basketball game if they're going to win this series, and they did win this basketball game tonight. LeBron James scores 24 points. That's about it. Kuzma gave them 15. Horton Tucker gave them 11. It's a good thing they didn't want to trade Horton Tucker for anybody, though, right? So, nevertheless, Phoenix are getting three right now. So, Phoenix are getting three in this pivotal game six, an elimination game, actually, right now. So, the number opens up, Los Angeles Lakers, -3. The Brooklyn Nets are -4 favorites over the Milwaukee Bucks on Saturday at the Barclays in Brooklyn, -4 favorites, game one. Dame Lillard goes off, drops 55 tonight. They still lose the game by 7 anyways in double overtime. It was one of the craziest NBA games ever. It really was one of the craziest endings ever to an NBA game. And multiple endings, all courtesy of Damian Lillard. And multiple clutch shots. One, this guy's hit more clutch shots like tonight than a lot of players have hit in their career, man. Like literally and figuratively. So the Blazers are laying 4. If we're looking at this from a speculative stock market perspective, the number's going to go up. People are going to be raving about Dame Lillard. Look at this series. It's been a zigzag series in every game except for one. So Portland, you know, I called this tonight before the game. I said, you know what, I'm taking Denver tonight. And then I think Portland will win game six. And then they're going to go back. And truth be told, I might jump ship, actually. I've been betting on Denver. I've had confidence in Denver, but I took Denver tonight. We were lucky to escape. Yet I think Portland are going to win Game 6, and then my gut tells me Dame won't be denied in Game 7. They'll go back to the Mile High City, and they'll win. The Los Angeles Clippers in a pretty good spot right now. It's amazing what a difference a week can make, huh? Last week, the Lakers, everything was sunny. The Clippers, cloudy. Dark clouds. Now the Clippers are rolling and the Lakers are falling apart. Sports are like show business. A hideous bitch goddess. Bring it.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenzi on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Let's step up and in onto the diamond. We missed Jason B. Takafin on Sunday night. We weren't on due to the Memorial Day weekend. But we're on right now. And Jason Bitakafin steps up and in a three-time champion general manager with the Vancouver Canadiens, affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, throws it down with us. Jason, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
I'm very good. Some may say post-Memorial Day is when the real season starts. And everyone starts to separate from the pack, and you know what you have, roster-wise.
Well, you talked about the importance of Memorial Day as far as being a measuring stick for the organization. How do you do Memorial Day weekend at the at the box office? What's your record? And we always talk about Bill Parcells saying, you are what your record says you are. Yet we can't really wait for 81 games to say that about a Major League Baseball team right now. And we're moving in on a third of the season. Yet, you know, there's still a lot of racetrack left and there's still a lot of things that can happen. Yet the importance of Memorial Day, guys, and this is really interesting. So according to Elias Sports Bureau, 59% of teams, 84 of 143 that were in sole possession of first place on the morning of June the 1st have gone on to win the division title. So let's take a look at the division win, the division leaders right now, and who we think is going to hang on, and who we think, who we think will not win the division. So at this rate, you could argue that there's probably two divisions that the leaders will change still, at least at minimum.
Yeah, I would think the NL West is still up for grabs. I think it's just it's really close. I think you have three really great teams. I think two of them will be definitively aggressive, the Dodgers and the Padres. The Giants, who knows? The Giants were not supposed to be that very good. So I think that could change hands. That's not up in the air. And the NL Central with the Cubs, Cardinals, and Brewers. They're right there, right? I think they're within a game and a half of each other. So lots of mixing and matching is going to go on there. The Cubs also have their four big unrestricted free agents after this year. They weren't supposed to be that good. I don't think they wanted to be that good as part of their long-term plan. They wanted to trade Chris Bryant. They wanted to trade Javi Baez. Who knows with Anthony Rizzo? So this is sort of putting a monkey wrench in those plans.
It's ironic because there were a few teams that came into the year not believing they would be as good as they were. Boston, even though reality is catching up a little bit, and not, it's not really even Boston's fault. It's just Tampa is just so damn good. You mentioned San Francisco. San Francisco would have to be considered the most vulnerable one. So let's start off there. San Francisco, amazingly enough, actually are in first place.
Yeah.
They are in first place right now. So as we mentioned, 59% of the time, the team that's in first place on June 1st goes on to win a division. The Dodgers' number keeps on dropping, yet they're still the team to beat, according to the odds makers. The Dodgers are now minus 210 to win the National League West. San Diego are plus 160. San Francisco, despite the fact that they're in first place, 14-1. Arizona 300-1, Colorado 300-1.
Yeah.
So let's discount those two. So it's interesting. We talk about it 59% of the time, yet San Francisco are still at 14-1. So they're the number one prime candidates to not be the winners of their division.
It sounds like Vegas is putting a lot of stock into Mookie Betts' slow start. They think he's going to turn it around. It's going to count for a few more wins. He has struggled by his measures. By his sort of very high standard. Same thing with Cody Bellinger. He's missed a lot of time. So when they get healthy and when they get rolling, and if they do make a couple of trades to defend their championship, I would see that. But I don't know. I kind of like the Padres. Tatis is playing at an all-world level. If it wasn't for Vlad Guerrero Jr., I think Tatis Jr. would be probably the most prominent junior in baseball. Giants, it's hard to say if they're going to hold on or not. Again, I don't know how much they want to win. I don't know how much they want to sacrifice to make trades. That's a big number for the Dodgers, eh?
I think it's actually a good number for the Dodgers when you consider they were like minus 400 and 500. Dude, nothing's gone the Dodgers' way so far this year. And they're still right there. You talk about it. Mookie Betts has, he had an allergic reaction to something. I don't even know what it was. But we've seen the Dodgers are capable of just rattling off 15 wins in 18 games, 15 wins and 20 games. And I think they're like Floyd Mayweather early in a fight right now. I think the Dodgers, there's a big picture. for the Dodgers. San Diego are dangerous, though. And I don't buy into San Francisco. I think reality will eventually catch up. It's amazing how consistent they've actually been. That's one thing we'll give them credit for, huh?
Yeah.
It hasn't been like, they went on this big streak once. It's like, no, man, they've just sort of systematically been winning 60% of the games.
It's very slow and steady, and that's why you would have to believe in them. They're six games over on the road. They're eight games over at home. Like, this is a very balanced team. They have unbelievable pitching, which you would expect from the San Francisco Giants. They have a ton of starters, Gossman, Cueto, Sanchez. Everyone is doing really well. I don't know. I think they're just, Gabe Kapler sort of righted the ship. He seems to be sort of a steadier hand. I don't know. I it would be difficult to bet against them. But again, I don't know. I'm a very big proponent of the trade deadline. I think it's when teams sort of make the decision, okay, you don't necessarily have to pay a huge price, but are you going to make your team better, or are you going to sell high on some guys?
Well, the thing with San Francisco, you could argue that it's actually crazy good value at 14-1. Just considering that here we are right now, and they are in first place. We told you about the 59% clip, but it's only been 2 months, and there are different... There are different levels, and there are different barriers that teams have to cross as the season goes on. I think Los Angeles. So you'll take, you say San Diego, and I can live with San Diego at the value at +160. I will say the Dodgers win a division at -210. So Jason says San Diego, San Francisco guys 14-1 right now. All right, so we talked about Tampa. I think it was two Sundays ago, actually, and Tampa were like +420, +425, and we said,
they
man, that's...
Five to one. Yeah. They were 5-1. That's insane, and I think they've lost only two games since.
Yeah, they're +135 now. See, that's the thing with the movement. Tampa's incredible run that they went on really did move the number, but we told you a couple of weeks ago, that's why we bring these numbers up. And, it was the same thing last year with Tampa. They hovered around the +300, +350, +400 range. Hell, I think they were like +550, +600 at a point. But they didn't really believe in them until they started to pull away with it. And then they did start to believe in them. And then you look at the struggles that the Yankees have offensively right now. Boston are regressing. Toronto were good, but I think Toronto were more just sort of wild card good, not win a division good. This is Tampa's division, but the value's gone now. Now +135.
I think also that factors in what you said before is that reality has caught up with the Red Sox. The Red Sox and Yankees haven't played each other yet. We're a third of the way season. They still have 19 games to go in the last 66% of the season. They might just beat each other up. Those games are always classic. Those games are always 4 hours. So that even puts Tampa even more in the driver's seat because they can just go back and forth and wear out each other's bullpens, not to mention – Yankee starting rotations, not, it's which has been their strength, is sort of, Kluber is injured. Taillon got lit up a little bit. It's starting to fall apart. Cole got beaten by the Tigers, although he did pitch well. He didn't dominate a team like the Tigers. They thought they should have. I would still take Tampa at that number.
Tampa +135. New York Yankees are now +175. Boston Red Sox +400. Toronto Blue Jays +650. And I think Toronto will go on a run. And we see now they're playing at Buffalo. They're more comfortable there. They went 17-9 there last year. They win the baseball game there this evening as well. The Blue Jay organization spent a lot of money refurbishing the stadium in Buffalo. And it has a real pro-type park feel to it. And don't forget, like, that's the AAA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays now. So most of these players have played in the stadium. They're comfortable with the city of Buffalo. And it's close to Toronto. They just sort of feel like it's a sense of normalcy a little bit more. We'll continue to break it down with Jason P. Pack up in the Lakeside Edmonton.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
Information you can take to
to the bank.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Race Late Night. I am Gabe Omarenzi, Sirius XM Channel 204. We're breaking it down with Jason B. Tackerman, a man who's got more rings than Larry King had. May he rest in peace. Although that's not true. Larry, I think, was married like seven times or something like that. Great talk show host. And a big time Dodger fan as well. It's just not the same without seeing Larry sit right behind home plate, actually, to be honest, next to Mary Hart. But yeah, Jason B. Tackerman kicking it with us. So looking at the American League East, the Yankees plus 175, Boston plus 400. As we mentioned, guys, Toronto are more like they could make the playoffs type of deal with the expanded playoffs, but they're not better than Tampa Bay. It's still plus money with Tampa Bay, but New York get the hype yet. Quite frankly, they're just not as good as the Tampa Bay Rays are.
No, I hit the under for 96 wins very hard on the Yankees early in preseason. I think that number was way too high. I'm not a huge Aaron Boone guy. I think everything had to go right for their rotation in terms of health. Taillon didn't have a start last year. Kluber had 8 starts in 2 years. You know what you're going to get out of Gerrit Cole. Jordan Montgomery was going to the American League for the first time. Domingo Germán, you didn't know what you were getting. And they pitched really well, and they're still not doing super, super well. They're on pace to get about 86, 87 wins. I would not bet on them at this juncture to win the East.
Jason B. Tackerman kicking it with us. So the American League Central is interesting because Tony La Russa is obviously making headlines. But at the same point in time, the White Sox are winning baseball games. Cleveland are lingering, and Cleveland will rattle off a couple of wins. They nearly blew it tonight, and I had Cleveland with Bieber on the hill this evening. And, man, you go into the bottom of the ninth inning with a 6-3 lead, and it turns into a 6-5 game with the bases loaded and Abreu up. that's what a 6-3 game turned into. But yeah, we knew that the Tribe's bullpen was taxed coming into tonight's game. My deal here is, like, Cleveland can't really hit the baseball. They're not very good offensively. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors. Let's just call it out for what it is. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors. But can the White Sox continue to play at this clip? And listen, Minnesota started to turn it up a notch a little bit as well. We talked about which direction Minnesota is going to go in. Minnesota's still on the ropes, though, right now. What do you think happens? The odds makers, listen, FanDuel's all but given this to the White Sox. They're minus 410 favorites right now to win a division.
Yeah, I would give it to the White Sox. I think that the Twins have put up too many hurdles, like too many barriers, as you said before. I think the Indians are a little smoke and mirrors. They have a disproportionate amount of pitching. I also think the Orioles might still rebuild one more notch and trade a few more veterans. They get a few more prospects, just like they replenished by trading Lindor. I think they may trade a veteran or two even more. They are overachieving right now. But that said, they are similar to the Blue Jays, like what you said, Gabe. I think they're a wild card team. Like, they strike me as a team that, you know, they could, you know, late July, they're going to look at the, you know, they're going to look at the standings. They'll be right around the wild card. Okay, maybe we won't make it. You know, we won't be huge sellers. Maybe we'll make a few trades for some free agents here to see if we can do it. I do not see them taking the division. I see the White Sox running away with it. And the White Sox may even get, if Luis Robert, if his rehab goes very well, they may be getting him back in September. So that's a huge, that's a huge plus for them too.
Chicago White Sox minus 410. Cleveland Indians plus 420. Kansas City Royals 14-1. That's amazing, isn't it? The Royals are 14-1, and the San Francisco Giants are 14-1. It just goes to show, like, what people think about what's going to happen in the future to San Francisco.
I don't like taking that much chalk. Gun to my head, I would take the White Sox at minus 400. I think you would have to.
You know, even with Tony La Russa, as we stated, the players, you know, the players have united, and maybe it's been a good thing for them, but you know, you just have to wonder if they have some sort of fall coming, or you know, some sort of prolonged streak or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But can anyone in the division really take advantage of it? So, all right, the American League West updated numbers right now. The Houston Astros, Oakland Athletics it's a two horse race here. So the Astros are minus 130. The Athletics are plus 115. The Angels are 18-1 right now. The Mariners are 40-1, and you get the Texas Rangers at 200-1. This division is going to be close. All right, this is going to be a battle all the way, you know, all the way to the end. Technically, as of June 1st, Oakland were up barely, but technically. So, what do you think happens in this division, Oakland or Houston in the long haul? Considering you're the president of the Matt Olson fan club, I think you're going to say the Athletics.
So for those of us who were smart enough to take Matt Olson 60-1 in March to win the MVP, we need the A's to be the best team in the American League, and Olson hopefully will be in the top three in home runs, top three in RBIs, maybe even top three in average. Unlikely with average. You say Mariners 40-1?
Yeah, Mariners, yeah.
Well, they're right there. They're on a 5-game winning streak. I don't know.
40-1, yep.
I would take them at 40-1. Again, they very similar to the Giants. They may not want to win. They may, you know, they may have planned to.
When you consider they're only 2.5 back, right? Coming into June 1st, right? They're 2.5 back at 40-1.
That's pretty good. They do have a lot of live bats. Mitch Haniger's, you know, probably going to be a top five MVP guy. I don't know. I would take them at 40-1. That's a pretty good flyer.
I'm not one of these dudes, Jason. Like, and it happens a lot in the betting world. And guys will tell you, and you'll see people, and they'll have like 20 or 30 plays like that. Well, you know, I don't think it's going to win, but I'm going to bet it. And I don't think it's going to win, but I'm going to bet it. And it's like, well, all that money adds up that you're throwing away on things that you don't think that can happen. And I don't like being that guy that says, even though it lost, saying, well, you know, it was such great value. But, listen, I don't think San Francisco's winning, and I can still argue that that's good value at 14-1 with them right now. But when you consider, and we're not saying that Seattle are great, but I don't know. Let's see, you know, the wheels fall off for Oakland, injuries for Houston. Seattle get hot. You are always talking about maybe Seattle's GM and ownership shock the world and actually acquire people for once and say, you know what, let's throw a bone to our fans since we're actually lingering around here. But for a team that's 2.5 back at 40-1, it's a crazy number. You almost have to take a piece of it.
Two things we need to remember about the Mariners. One, they have the longest postseason drought of any North American professional team. So if they're close, their ownership may go for it, especially after the rocky road they had with their president, Ken Mather, getting fired for kind of putting his foot in his mouth 10 times at the Bellevue Rotary Breakfast Club. Secondly, and I think this is very important, is with the Dodgers are setting the tone by being 100% capacity in mid-June, we're probably going to see more and more stadiums get to full capacity. And as they start making money with tickets and welcoming in fans, they may reward their fans by being a little bit more aggressive than they normally would be, you know, in a non-COVID world. And, you know, maybe the Mariners will throw their fans a bone. And again, they're right there. They may still even make the playoffs. You know, they can look at the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have three teams to go over. The Mariners would have two teams to go over. And you never know. The A's and Astros could just beat each other up.
Guys, as well, think about it. $20 pays 800. Yeah. You know, you put four, you know, 40. You know, do the math, guys. 1600, right? You know, you start to add it up, and it's good money. And you know what? I'm in, actually. And you know, we talk about these odds and that odds and these odds and those odds, but this is something that is worth clicking, guys. As we stated, I don't like throwing money at, oh, you know, it's great value. But for a team that's 2.5 back, anything can happen in sports. We've seen it. Crazier things have happened in Seattle winning this division. And at 40-1, crazy-ass number. Like, so far out of all the numbers we've gone through, this is the one that you can legitimately say, man, at 40-1, yeah, I can, we can live with that. Now, the next two divisions, This stuff is where it gets real tricky and complicated.
Yeah. Right?
And let's start off with the National League. Let's call it the National League least. I don't know what it is with the Eastern divisions, this East Coast stuff. It's sort of like it's like in the NFL, Jason.
Yeah.
The NFC East was putrid, terrible, yeah. Right? And here we have this division right now.
Same teams.
Yeah, exactly. Right. New York, Philadelphia, Washington. It's a disaster. And here are the Mets hanging on, despite the fact, I believe they're up to 16 guys on their injured list now.
16 guys. DeGrom is back. Lindor is really struggling. So, you know, you can look at it from both sides. You can say they're doing this despite Lindor not pitching really well without Syndergaard. And they're still sick. You know, they're a few games, you know, they're 3.5 games up. You know, it's hard to say the Mets are going to – it's hard to have confidence in this team. Yes, they have a new ownership. I think they're going to be very aggressive. I think Steve Cohen's going to want to make the playoffs, especially host a few sellout crowds by winning the division in the divisional series. So I think he's going to be very aggressive. That said, I just don't believe in them. For whatever reason, I just don't – I'm not a huge
– But isn't it a case of who can do anything about it, right? Like Washington Art. Miami just can't seem to get on track. Are you really buying into Philadelphia? And we keep waiting for Atlanta to flick that switch, and we've got pitchers punching walls and players doing worse. And now Ozuna again right now, which I don't, you know, is this guy playing for them this year again?
He's definitely not playing for them again this year.
Well, so, you know, so then you get, are the Atlanta Braves just going to flick that switch? We've got about 30 seconds before the break, but what's your take on the Braves?
I think I would take the Braves. They have, you know, they were up 3-1 in the NLCS last year. I know they don't have.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ozuna was, I think, in the top three in MVP voting last year, and they're going to take that bat out of the lineup. I just don't believe in the Mets. They have five games in hand, which can go either way. It's not necessarily that good. That always a good thing. I would go Braves.
Jason B. Dakafin kicking with us. More on the other side. Bring it.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci breaking it down with Jason B. Dakafin, a three-time champion with the Vancouver Canadiens, the Toronto Blue Jays, a ball affiliate. So we're just going over the division leaders right now, guys, because there's a benchmark here on June 1st. So basically 59% of the time, the team that is in first place on June 1st goes on to win the division. All right, so this goes back. We're going back to 1995, the modern wild card era. So basically, it's 84 of 143 teams. So we're looking, all right, who are the teams that, you know, we could probably argue that there's going to be two then changes. You know, maybe three, but probably two. White Sox look like they're going to be tough to beat. Is anyone in that division good enough to knock them off? The Rays are just badasses that just do this every year. Oakland and Houston are a battle, but we were talking about, guys, 40-1 on the Seattle Mariners, despite the fact that on start of June 1st, they're only 2.5 games back. So now we're in the National League East, which is a confusing division here right now. But it's sort of one of these deals. You're right. The Mets have had a lot of things go wrong for them, yet they're still in first place right now. They have a new aggressive owner that wants to spend money, that will spend money, that wants to make a splash, that wants to win. But at the same point in time, you almost get the feeling that there's always worse things to happen coming to them. They're the Mets, right? There's always that, well, now that happened and this happened. And my question is, too, is it Atlanta, even without Ozuna right now?
I would say the Phillies are too inconsistent for me. I liked them last year, actually, at 25-1. To me, they're so top heavy. Nola, Wheeler, Harper, Realmuto, Hoskins, full stop. To me, that doesn't really cut the mustard. The Marlins, I don't know if they're ready yet. I like what they're doing. I like the way they play. They certainly have, Chisholm and some great, Alcantara. They have some great players. I don't know if they're ready yet. Nationals, I think, are going to become sellers soon. They're going to be really interesting sellers. There's going to be some great bidding wars for Scherzer. I don't know what they want to do with Trey Turner also, who's going to be a free agent after next year. I would say it's between the Braves and the Mets, and I would go Braves with a little, with some.
He's getting plus 280, Jason.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that, no problem.
Like, you can't trust the Mets at minus 210.
Way too much chalk for a team that just hasn't proven. You would go minus 210 with the Braves if the roles were reversed, because you're like, okay, these.
Well, look, the Dodgers are minus 210, right. To put it in perspective.
They have a winning pedigree. Dodgers have won the division every year since 2012, right? Yeah. You would take them. I wouldn't take the Mets.
Yeah, you just can't justify that. It's not like a safe where it's like, yeah, you know what? It's pricey, but it's a lock. No, it's not a lock. It's not a lock. They're the New York Mets. And the Atlanta Braves, plus 280. It's not a bad number, actually, for the Braves at plus 280. Philadelphia is now 10-1. Washington is 20. And here we have sort of, it's not quite Seattle because it's a little bit different situation, but the numbers are kind of similar in a sense that the Marlins, I was reading like the metrics and stuff like that as far as which teams have had bad baseball luck, and the Marlins are one of them.
Yeah.
The Marlins have had a ton of injuries. I guess like their hard hit rate has been pretty good. They're hitting the ball right at people all the time. Like basically people around the Marlins, Jason, feel as if though, you know what? This team is like a one or two good, like a couple of week run away from like really just everything's going to be fine. Like they're confident that they're still in this thing, the Marlins. They're 25-1 right now.
Yeah, I think they are still in it, even though they're five games under. They have a plus differential of still four runs. So you're right, they are getting bad luck. Very similar to the 2015 Blue Jays, where the wins and loss records through, with the Blue Jays, it was a little bit through July, but the advanced metrics and all sort of like, under the curtain, behind the curtain, so to speak, it told a different story. And with the Marlins, maybe it is a decent bet. Again, I don't know how aggressive Kim Ng is going to be. They may not want to win, but again, as teams welcome back fans, they may say, you know what, let's reward our fans and let's sort of be a little bit bolder and sell a few more tickets. It's very possible.
It's just sort of, if you weigh the odds, and once again, I hate, doing that, but would you rather have the New York Mets at minus 210 or the Miami Marlins at 25-1?
25-1 all day, yeah. Especially when you look at the franchises.
Yeah, and as of June 1st, starting five games back, it's not insurmountable, guys. It's not as if they're like, oh, they're 12 games back. Just identifying the value, guys, in which, from what I feel, Jason, Seattle at 40, and Miami at 25. Teams that are within striking distance and where you're getting a stupid number, like they're not. Like you're getting a crazy number where there's like they're 12 games out or something like that, which they're not. So the Miami Marlins at 25. And then we get into the NL Central. Even the odds makers, this one's very competitive. The Milwaukee Brewers plus 120. St. Louis Cardinals plus 140. Chicago Cubs plus 440. So you were talking about surprise teams. Boston, San Francisco. And the freaking damn Cubs have to be right at the top of this list. Hell, they didn't think they were going to be this good. And remember, they sucked to start the season, but they're winning baseball games right now. I'm not buying in. They're plus 440. The Cardinals are plus 140. The Brewers are plus 120. The Reds are 14-1, and forget about the Pirates. But if you look at the Brewers, bro, look how good their pitching's been, and they haven't run away with anything. Can they really pitch that well the entire season? Like, I'm looking at this, and my gut instinct tells me the Cardinals are going to win this division.
I think the Brewers and Cardinals are going to actually make the playoffs. I think they'll both have about 90 wins. You know, I still think the Cubs are thinking long-term, and they may still trade a Rizzo or trade a Bryant or trade a Javi Baez, those three big unrestricted free agents. Contreras is an unrestricted free agent after this year, Wilson Contreras. They don't want to lose those guys for nothing, and I think they want to build towards the future. That's what general manager Jed Hoyer, or you know, president of baseball operations Jed Hoyer, wants to do. He has been part of a baseball operations crew that traded number one prospect Hanley Ramirez in 2005. He traded Manny Ramirez in 2008. They are not afraid to pull the trigger. He's not afraid to not make friends. I would bet against them. I still think they're going to make a big trade if they can't lock up those guys. And Rizzo's 31, Bryant's 29. Baez is around that age. I don't think they're going to keep them. I think they're going to break that team up, and I would bet on the Cardinals or Brewers, and I would say the Brewers, because while they may not be able to pitch that well, they play 1 through 26. They've had a ton of injuries. Brandon Woodruff is right there with DeGrom for being probably the second in Cy Young. I would take the Brewers.
Jason B. Takafin, kick it with us. All right. This is where we'll respectfully disagree. I'll take the Cardinals.
No problem.
Plus 140, except not the type of value you're looking for when we compare it to the 25-1s and the 40-1s. But my gut, and I think when it's all said and done, I'll go with the Cardinals to be the division winners. So before we get you out of here, the quick MVP line check right now. Ohtani, plus 140. I thought it was interesting. I saw Yu Darvish do an interview. He was doing an interview in Japan. Mm. And so he was speaking Japanese, and they asked him, what do you think about Ohtani? And he said, well, in my opinion, he said, it's great what Ohtani's doing. But he said, I think he'd be better off if he just played right field.
Yeah.
And pitched sometimes, like if they needed him. But he said, it's too much asking. And then he even said, I thought it was interesting. He said, all of us, he goes, everyone in the Padres organization says the same thing, too. He says, we were talking about it, and we all think he should just be a right fielder. But he also said that he's great for the game, and it's great that they respect his wishes. 100%. So, listen, you were a GM. What would you do with him?
I would put him in right field. I'm very careful with live arms. I think that pitching is not what it used to be, where guys were horses and pitched in 50 straight innings. Pitchers get hurt. Pitching is very volatile. Pitching is very risky. And I think when you have a guy who is that good of a hitter, and he can play every single day in right field or left field or DH or whatever, I think that's where you have to put him. It is. I hate saying that. I sound like a curmudgeon. But again, if I'm thinking about the long-term health of this player as a building block with Mike Trout, with Anthony Rendon, with our brand new pitching staff, because all I think 4 or 5 of their starters are unrestricted after this year, I'm thinking of having him as a right fielder, and he's going to make up the 3-4-5 or 2-3-4, and I want him playing 162.
And also, as people, as you stated, oh, it's fun, and no, it's great to see. But it's not about fun, right? And
yeah.
It's about his career as well. And I remember like an NFL pro scout was talking about Michigan Wolverine players. And there was a player, and the scout said, he goes, man, he's a great player. But he said Harbaugh let him do whatever he wanted. They had him playing here. They had him playing there. They had him playing this position. And he said because Harbaugh was just trying to maximize the kid's talent to win games. And he said, unfortunately, the kid never learned how to play one position properly. what I'm saying? Like
I was Peppers, right?
Actually, it was Jabril Peppers. Peppers. Yeah.
Jabril Peppers was seen as the Ed Reed Hawk-like, the quarterback has to know where he is at every single time. I totally agree with you. The better a hitter Ohtani could become, the better it's going to make Mike Trout. The more he's going to play, the less he's going to be susceptible to injuries, certainly by pitching standards and pitching injuries. Let him become a perennial top five MVP candidate with the bat.
And now I'm already seeing stories. Who's the next best two-way prospect? Right now, people looking for the next. Don't worry about a one-way prospect. All right, yeah. Don't worry about a two-way prospect.
it's fun. I'll tell you this. Javi Baez if he ever – it's a shame that Joe Maddon left him, because Javi Baez, if you would teach him how to properly pitch, he throws 94, 95 now. And I know everyone does, but if you can get him to be a closer also, I don't know. We all have sort of fun little baseball dreams like that. I think it would be fun, but it's not realistic.
Yeah, you know what, though? There's a lot of these outfielders can gun it, right? Jose Bautista, actually, and Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman saw Bautista pitch, and he said it's no joke. He said, this guy could get people out in the big leagues. And he said, not as a starting pitcher, but he said, trust me, I've seen worse. Yeah. Right? Like, look at, like, Vladimir Guerrero, senior, not junior.
Yeah.
Look at the cannon that he had, or Dave Parker. It would be intimidating, bro, if Dave Parker got on the hill and if you taught him, listen, bro, just throw within this zone. He'll stare the hell out of people, bro.
How about like an Ichiro? Like if an Ichiro comes in the 12th inning and then goes back to right field, or if like a Jose Guillen, somebody with like an arm, like a Raul Mondesi, like one of those like
yes,
like cannons, that'd be pretty neat.
And that's the thing with Ohtani, too, that they can sort of use him. Like, not that he never pitches, but there's just always going to be drama. And, oh, is he pitching? Is he on? Is his rotation? Is he on? Oh, no, his arm now. And it's just too much. And I understand. I think basically because when they wooed him, they told him they would, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think they want to put the foot down already, and especially since he's going to be looking and going, oh, look. Everyone loves it. And plus, I'm the MVP candidate right now. I'm the MVP favorite. So what, you're going to stop this? I'm the only good thing about the organization. But you called the wheels falling off for the Angels early when people were somewhat excited. But we've got to get out of here. Jason B. Takaffin, it's always a pleasure, my man. We'll catch up with you on Sunday night.
Love it. Talk to you next weekend.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. Go ahead, kick the tires. Ouch! You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information, you go to an expert. Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before. So when it comes to gaming, odds, and more, you've come to the right place. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Shout out to our crew this evening, Matthias and Yang. Shout out to everybody who tuned in, except for the nut jobs. But shout out to them as well. Although I do have to wonder about the future of this world at times. But nevertheless, so listen, we had a good night tonight in the NBA. We'll look to keep it going. Tomorrow night, it's tricky. We're going to have Coach James Young from Monmouth University on with us on Game Time Decisions tomorrow. He's a pretty sharp prop player, actually. For a coach, he's good at identifying matchups and matchups that, you know, can be successful from a prop perspective. So we look forward to the coach's take on these games. The Washington Wizards are getting 6 points. Joel Embiid will not play in this game. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs blowing a 3-1 series lead. Yet now the Doc Rivers 3-1 stuff. I saw the, you know, hashtag and trending 3-1. And it wasn't about the Toronto Maple Leafs. It was about the Philadelphia 76ers. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction. Although, I think the Sixers could be up against it, man, against the Atlanta Hawks. Now, we can't get ahead of ourselves. As we talked about earlier in the program, these playoffs are crazy and things can change in a freaking hurry, man. All right? So that's the thing with Philadelphia. You know, you don't really want, like, to, you know, really, do you want to go back to Washington again? And then suddenly they get all fired up, and next thing you know, you're playing in a game seven, right? And anything happens. Beal pulls like a Dame Lillard and goes off. I wish we were getting more points with the Wizards, but the Wizards have been good to us all year. They've been up against it, but listen, man, we saw without AD tonight. Teams are different without their star players. It's 6 points for a reason. So the Wizards are getting six. The Hawks and the Knicks have been a lot of fun. This is a really tough one. This is the one that I'm having problems with. Atlanta are better than New York, but, you know, New York could have one more win left in them, and then Atlanta. It's hard for these younger teams to close series out. Shout out to our crew. Shout out to our guests. Shout out to our viewers and listeners. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Listening to sports news you can actually use.
Actionable insights and expert perspectives on daily sporting events.
We are
the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.